This channel run over on a continuation of Visit Miss Daisy this Wednesday, the 5th of May, 1971. This is channel run over on a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. And it doesn't, the tape doesn't, the visit doesn't continue up until 20. And this is channel run over on a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. It's chilly, and we have a little fire. This is channel one over, and a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Channel one over. And a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 5th of May, 1971. Channel one over. And a continuation of Visit with Miss Daisy this 5th of May, 1971.
Insurance. George is just pure nasty. He's just a nasty man. He's a nice looking man, but he's a nasty heart.
There's not too many fishing places around for you to fish.
Mm-mm. I don't go fishing. I want me some fish so bad, but I tell them I ain't going out there trying to catch no fish. And my boy, he usually bring me somebody he ain't brought me none a long time. I thought he'd have come down here yesterday, but he didn't. I don't know whether he know the girls here, or whether he's working or what. They didn't come Sunday.
There were places around that Shep fished?
Yes, sir. Now, they told me, he went over here on Orange Lake once fishing, and I think he went up to the bridge fishing, but I think his daddy was working back over there. I think Freddie got something back there, so he went over there that day. I think he must have went out with them when they come in to dinner, or that maybe that morning he went out there with them. I don't just really know.
Guess there used to be more places around here to fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. Martin, I used to go up to the bridge years ago fishing. I went down there to Orange Lake once or twice fishing, but I stand on the bank. And I never got up on that bridge to fish. I stand on the solid ground and fish. But it's been a long, long time since I've been fishing. I don't go. Never been in a boat in my life. And I don't expect to. If I can't stand on the ground or catch me one, I'll just do a dive till somebody else catches me and I'll buy. But my boy, he fishes. He fishes all the time, and he ain't working.
They oughtn't to go fishing by themselves.
Who?
Daisy.
No.
Shep or anybody.
He oughtn't. I don't think nobody. There's two things I don't think. I don't think nobody ought to go out there on that lake just one by itself.
Yeah.
I don't think they ought to go car ride just one by some time a long distance, you know, like these here transfer truck drivers. I was talking to a man the other day, he holds boxes from this mill all down south, down there, all down 14 miles, and on the other side. That's why I asked him. I says, do you go by yourself? He said, yes, ma'am. Said the company furnishes one driver to the truck. I said, but it ought to be two. If something happened to one, well, maybe the other one wouldn't be all right. And you never know what's going to happen. And just like this girl was up there in Field's store the other day. She fell dead right in the store. Well, I just don't think for it ought to go just by themselves.
No. Oh, too much can happen to them.
Too much can happen to them. And too many things happening all the time.
Miss Daisy, the last time you was up here, you remember what happened?
What?
You had to rush home. You remember that?
Yeah, what I had to go in such hurry for, Miss Mike.
You know, you had something in the oven.
That's right. That's right. And I just thought about it. But they was nicely baked.
Was it pretty?
They was nicely baked. They didn't burn.
Yes. And they was pretty?
Oh, yeah, they was nice, wasn't it?
Beautiful.
How'd they look?
How did it look? It looked good to me and tasted better.
It looked juicy?
Oh, they were. They were juicy.
Yeah. Now, did you have, what did they do? Some people sort of grease them so they, and
well,
others
I
cook
tell you
them.
What I do with mine. I put them in the pan to thicken, then I sprinkle water on them. Well, if I look at them and they ain't done, if that water didn't steam them done, I sprinkle a little more on them.
Yeah.
Keep them moisture like that. That's the way I do mine.
Sprinkle water on the potatoes?
On the potatoes.
Oh.
Well, now, that way, you've got good, juicy potatoes.
That's right. They don't cook out dry.
And don't, yeah. And that old dry peel don't swell up. Like it does in some.
There were three medium-sized potatoes lying in a row.
That's right. I can't get but three. I think I bought three the other day. I think they were 68 cents, 67 cents. They were a little bit larger.
Yeah.
And so they then I said, that's a plenty, it's too much for my money. Then he loved them. I like them too, but I like baked potatoes mostly between lunchtime. I like to eat potatoes.
You know, some people could just live on them. They like them so well.
Uh-huh. He could. But he don't eat much.
He's not eating much?
He's not eating much now. Of course, he's a good breakfast.
He looks good.
He looks so much better, don't he?
Oh, he does.
Oh, he looks lots of it. But his mind ain't no better.
Yeah.
I thought he was enjoying the company yesterday. He looked like he was.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it last night?
When was it?
With somebody. It was yesterday morning when I brought your cake.
Yesterday morning.
And you were visiting a little bit with some of the family.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Must have had went down to Darcy's or something.
Is they there?
Oh, the girl. She was there. That's who it was, my granddaughter.
Somebody said that they had sold a restaurant over there.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, sir. Sold all that over there. Rogers part.
Well, what do you know? You mean it's really sold?
Not tell you where I got it from. James told me.
Well.
He sold everything but the truck. And he gave Jane the truck. Said the folks that bought it, they wanted the truck to go with the other things. Said Mr. Rogers told him, no, truck don't go. Truck goes to Jane. He's been driving that old truck so long, so I'm going to let him continue. I said he didn't make no mistake when he said he'd been driving it.
Yeah.
That's because he really drives it. But it said two women's bought it. It's going to be in women's care.
Yeah.
I don't know, they come from way up down or something.
Well, that's a big undertaking, Miss Daisy.
Well, I guess they're going to harm some help. I know they're going to do something.
Well, they can't run it without James.
James, he ain't going to promise he going to stay there, and he ain't going to promise he going to leave. He said he got to see how they see how they want to arrange things. I said, well, you can put your foot on it. They ain't going to arrange it like Rogers. I said, it's going to be a different setup from Rogers. He said, I believe it. I said, my goodness, I said, when you got there to Mr. Rogers, I said, you were there. I said, when you left, you had gone. I said, but these folks ain't going to have that kind of mess. I said, you're going to what?
That's what James is thinking about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you might say Mr. Rogers run that restaurant for
mm-hmm.
James's benefit.
Uh-huh.
For his convenience. He's done his part, hasn't he? Keeping that thing going over there.
Who?
James.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, he's been faithful. Yeah, he told me. I asked him this morning I said, what you doing this morning? Well, you know, do something. Going somewhere. Of time to go to work, and then I'm going to work.
But he goes lots of places.
Oh Lord, before he go to work, he done been somewhere. That's the reason I said he sure have drove that truck.
Yeah.
Mr. Royce didn't make no mistake when he said James been driving it.
Yeah.
Guy, you know, we saw those little round things in Bessie's fireplace.
Yes.
Round pieces of wood.
Yeah.
Can you put like that in your stove?
Yes, ma'am.
They are nice, aren't they?
They are nice. And it's good wood.
And you don't have to do all that chopping then.
That's right. It's already chopped.
All ready to go.
Some of them, you just have to split them. But lots of them, they'll go in my stove just like this.
Now, where, you know where he gets those?
I think he said he got them at the mill up there.
Uh-huh.
In Gainesville, I think. That's where he gets.
Way off up there. Faye?
Yeah.
Miss Daisy's been in town again since we saw her.
That's right. You went up to town, yeah, last Tuesday, didn't
last
it? Last
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Last Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday. Yeah.
It's a big crowd.
No, it wasn't so many.
Oh.
When we been up there. But they were coming.
Yeah.
Did you know, Guy, that you have to buy the stamps?
No, I thought the purpose of them was to give people stamps.
Mm-hmm. You have to buy them. Now I think $31 a month for stamps. And I don't know what James is.
Oh, each one's different.
Yes. Well, you see, he get more than I do. You see, he buys $50 worth of stamps or how many. But you see, he got a big family. He got a family. And the more stamps he gets, the more money he gets. They just launch him so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't get them, then they think you should. They'll cut you off. You don't get none.
Where do you get them?
You're supposed to get them once a month.
Yeah, whereabouts? Up in Gainesville?
Oh, I couldn't tell you where that was. We're right around there somewhere.
In Gainesville?
In Gainesville, yes, ma'am. But you can spend the stamps anyway.
Okay.
But you have to go to town once a month to get them?
Once a month to get them. So tomorrow, me and James, you'd go back up there. For this month, May, we went last Thursday. He went and got his stamps for April. I went to pay for the other half of mine. Mine is $31, but I can get half of them now and half of them another time. But I got to get them all in the same month.
Oh.
And you got to go up there to get them.
Got to go up there to get them. So I asked him this morning, when was he going? He said, well, we can go Thursday. If there's any time, you get ready. I said, I'm ready. He said, of course, you see, I think he went there yesterday. Because he was telling me about the so crowded yesterday, you couldn't hardly walk.
Oh, really?
Just couldn't hardly walk.
You don't want to be up there on them busy days.
No, sir. No, sir.
Well, that's a lot of trouble.
Yes'm, but they're good. They mean as much. Then you can get anything you eat. But you don't get no soap, no paper, no kind of detergents. You don't get. You just get what you eat.
Tobacco?
No tobacco, no snuff, no. No, you just get what you eat. You get anything you eat. Well, then I hear them say some places they give them, you can't buy coffee.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. We can get coffee. Oh, no. Get anything you eat. Milk, butter, just whatever you eat. That's what you get.
Old Isaiah, he won't need so many stamps now, will he, with that garden?
No, I don't think he gets any stamps. I don't think he does. Bess gets them, but I don't think Isaiah gets them.
No, I just thinking about he gonna have some vegetables.
And he sure got that way. Tell that grass has come up out there, outgrowing the plants.
Granddaddy said he thought he had a weed patch.
Well, you think he can make it?
I hope he will. Look like he's trying.
He got plenty of time.
I see.
He gets in early now.
Oh, yeah. He get in early and he go late.
Yeah.
I hope he has some sweet potatoes.
Well, he got to start on them. He ain't started yet.
Oh, hadn't he started the sweet potatoes?
No.
I feel like I ought to go down there and show them interest in that garden, Faye. Maybe, maybe I might get a sample or two out of that.
I just think.
Come on, the sample from Isaiah.
Yeah.
Look at David.
You counting on us a few samples?
She's shaking her head. Miss Daisy's had a busy day yesterday, guy, and days before, too.
Yeah. Have you seen J.R.?
I seen J.R. yesterday evening.
What was that, Faye? You saw him down there. He was all dressed up, or was he dressed up?
No, he came by. That night we were talking about Shep.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was last week.
Last week was when I saw him.
Friday night.
He's
all right. J.R. is all right. He come, never seen him, and he get red, and he don't, he don't.
He's a pretty good man, Miss Daisy.
Who, J.R.? Yeah. So far as I know. You know, I don't have much to do with J.R.
He's big.
Yeah, he's a big man. He's strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He offered Granddaddy a cigarette.
Yeah. I guess he'd give him a cigar. Granddaddy don't smoke cigars, does he?
Well, he'll smoke it if somebody gave him one.
Will he?
He had on a shirt with a bunch of cigars in one pocket and cigarettes in the other.
Who's?
J.R.
Oh.
Well, that was payday.
Oh, must have been payday.
Maybe so. I don't know.
He had his pocket stuffed.
Yeah. He was just offering everybody a cigarette.
Hmm. I didn't see him that day.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
we get our stuff ready.
Yeah.
Well, this, Miss Daisy, I certainly enjoyed this little visit.
Imagine this May Day, we're sitting here with a file. I tell you, I had unexpected company last night, so I'm going to have to bring your cake down this afternoon when I get back.
Well, okay.
But you, if you have some company, you can use
I'll arrange.
You.
Now, ring a bell to go back. My granddaughter will think I'm gone.
Yeah. I'll run you back down there.
All right, Mom.
You were on your feet so much yesterday, I bet your knee hurts a little bit.
It do. What was it like this morning?
I noticed you rubbing them, but you don't say anything.
It ain't no need, Miss Mom.
No, it's not any need.
Make a song.
Make a song of it.
They all look good. Well, they're not like...
This is the end of the visit on Wednesday, the 5th of May, 1971. That's the end of the visit, Miss Daisy, on Wednesday, the 5th of May, 1971. And now Faye's going down to see if she can get her to come up and get her cake and also report on that big sack of groceries that she brought in this morning, the biggest sack that she ever got. And she got with those food stamps. Her first session was food stamps.
Yeah.
Well, what in the world, Faye?
Well, I thought I was going to went down there to take her a cake. Got there and I didn't even have it.
Let me tell you what I've done today, Miss Daisy.
What you do?
I'm so confounded mad I could just kick something. When I left the bull out this morning and the cow that has trouble with that quarter, they went on down there and stopped. And Faye said, well, they're not interested in going. Well, I didn't pay them any attention. And they were still there just now when we drove in. And what happened was, that second gap down there was closed, and they couldn't get out. So the bull's been up there all day.
All day.
Oh, I get so confounded. It's put out.
Yeah, things will happen like that sometimes.
Oh, you did have some sacks this morning, Miss Daisy.
Have some what?
Sacks.
Yeah.
Lord help us.
I told Guy you'd been shopping.
Yeah, I did. I had to go today.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been plying.
You know where she was when I got her?
No.
Lying down, resting her knees, her feet.
That's what I done when I got supper cooked. And everything. I said, well, I'm going to stretch out and rest my legs.
Yeah. I said, I want to hear about them sacks now. What in the world?
Yeah.
Standing in line's what made you tired to get them sacks, isn't it?
What, that?
Standing in line.
That's what it was. Had to stand in one place so long. Oh, there's so many folks up there, my gracious. When me and James went before, we were lucky there wasn't nobody there much. But today, they're there.
You had to stand in line. Well, now, was that to get to what did you stand in line for? I never been
to get stamps. To get stamps.
Oh. And it takes a while to do that.
No. When you get a chance, you just walk right around there and there's somebody right there to give them to you. You give them your money and they'll give you the stamp.
Yeah. Well, you got to give them money.
Well, yes, I had to buy them.
You buy the stamps?
Yes, sir.
And then go
buy.
And then go spend the stamps.
Go spend the stamps. You buy the stamps, and they're just like money.
Yeah.
You go spend the stamps. Well, when you go to get your groceries, you don't have to pay no more. You just hand them that book, and they get out what they need.
Oh, I see. Whatever you buy, they take out for it.
They take it out.
Now, I didn't understand that. The way you did.
No, I didn't either.
Mm-hmm. That's the way you get them. Now, my share, I think, is $30 a month. I get $30 worth of stamps a month. Well, if I can't pay for them all, they'll allow me to get half of them. $15.50. Well, that was all I had this morning. $15.50. So I got that many stamps.
And then you spent them all?
Spent them all. Mm-mm. I didn't spend them all.
Well, it sure looked at Miss Daisy, and it looks at those sacks I saw.
Yes, sir. Well, you see, I buy some then, I buy some now and then.
Yeah.
Because you see, he fed me when I wasn't getting no stamps. So since I'm getting stamps, I think I should spend some of them there with him.
Oh, so you didn't buy all of your groceries in town?
No, I didn't buy it all in town. I bought what I thought he didn't have. In that big store, and I bought what I don't see him with in my grocery line.
Well, that was in the big store.
Sir?
That was in the big store?
Yes, a big one too. A big store.
Well, what did you figure, Miss Daisy, that he didn't have?
Well, I figured he didn't have beans, and he don't have celery.
That's fresh beans.
Uh-huh, fresh beans.
Yeah.
He don't have okra, things like that.
Or vegetables.
So you see, they had it. Yeah. I seed it, and I got me some.
Yeah. Well, now that's nice, isn't it?
It's nice.
But now you don't have to get your sugar and things like that.
No. Well, I got me some sugar this morning. I got some sugar up there. I got some flour. I didn't get no rice. I got some coffee because I can get it cheaper up there and I can down there.
Oh, it is cheaper?
Yes, sir. I ain't got much to get down there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a little something.
Yeah. While you're in town.
Hmm?
While you're there, you might as well.
Yes, right.
Buy some of the staples.
Then I don't get a chance to go all the time.
Yeah.
You see, I don't know how it's going to be when Mr. Rogers turned the place over. I don't know where James gonna have time to fool it in of us or not.
Oh, that's right.
So, I get what I can.
Yeah.
I think he posed to turn it over about the 15th of next month.
Yeah.
He posed to have it clear.
Oh, just one Rogers. More.
Rogers.
Just one more month.
Mm-hmm. So I'll have me some things in my house to eat before James have to move. Of course, he said he might just stay. But if he stay, I don't believe he'll have the time to spare that he has now for himself. I don't believe he really might.
It's going to be a little different, you think?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be different. I don't believe it's going to be just like this.
Well, James puts in plenty of time over there, Mr.
Oh, yes, he do. But you know, some folks, Mr. Meyer, they want all of your time. They want you there on time, and you leave on time. Well, of course, if you work a few minutes over, well, they don't think nothing about that. They just think you all done it. You didn't get through. Now, there's some folks, now these folks, I don't know nothing about how they going to arrange, how them and James is going to manage. Nothing.
Now, 8 hours is all anybody works anymore, Miss Daisy.
Well, it should be. That's a long time. If you wait 8 hours, you can do a lot of work.
James is over there more than 8 hours.
Sometimes you think James Danny ain't.
Oh, I see. He can sort of find a chance to go out on some of the little
business. Yeah, he go out. He do it. Other things. Now, he's supposed to be there, I think, at 10. Well, when we got back from up yonder, it was 11 o'clock when we got back. But he just tell Mr. Rogers what he was doing and where was that? Well, then they can straighten it right there.
Yeah.
But he might can't tell somebody else that. He's supposed to be there at 10. They might be expecting it at 10. So I don't know.
And then if you all go up there and get in a line that's too long, you can't get back at 10. You can't do it.
You can't get back at 10. That's the way it was this morning. He couldn't get back at 10.
Well, now that's the experience I have. Everywhere I go, it takes longer than I figure.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot longer.
That's right.
Now that old red car, you see, the starter give out.
Yeah.
And Buster come over here last night to get it, and he gonna take it away and put on a starter. Well, taking 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to put the starter on, bring it back. He left his truck out there.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't show up.
He ain't come back yet?
He come back yet. But we didn't leave here, Miss Daisy, until 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't here all morning.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the way...
That's the way things go.
Things go with me. And if I'd been figuring on using that, been the same. Same thing. So, hey, y'all don't forget now. You and Miss Daisy both are going to forget what you come for if you don't watch out.
No, we won't. I I was just sitting here thinking about those two big baskets of groceries that Miss Daisy had. And I'll tell you.
Well, I hadn't seen you bring in any of that size, Faye.
No. I looked at that fresh corn looked so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Fred don't have that.
Yeah.
He has it 2 or 3 weeks during the year.
Well, maybe so. Well, is they going to plant that out there? By Bess's.
I just wondered. Ain't anybody going to plant it?
Oh, I don't know.
Time to plant it if you're
going to
plant it.
Well, it ought to have been up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's planted it yet or not.
Well, if they don't plant that, that's going to be so sick, and that old Johnson grass won't be able to walk through there.
Oh, Lord, the cone will have to outgrow the grass before you can find it.
It's a race.
It looks like the grass got a good jump on the cone.
Yeah, now. Every year over there, Miss Daisy, it's a race between the corn and the Johnson grass, ain't it? I don't hear Miss Betty talking about that much, but you know she notices.
No, she don't seem to talk about it much. She went for his thrashers with us this morning.
Yeah.
And she stayed there and done her shopping till we got back.
Yeah.
I ain't seen her since we got back. I don't know how she's feeling. She's feeling all right when she got out the truck, but I don't know how she's feeling now.
Now, did she have some stamps?
I reckon, I don't know.
Well, she had a long wait, Miss Daisy.
She did. She sure did.
Now, do you have to go in and get your stamps yourself? You can't send for them?
Yes, you have to go get them yourself. Now, if you sick or something happened and you ain't able to go. Well, now, if you put somebody's name on your ticket and give them that, they can get them for you if you give them your ticket and your money. They can get it. Now, Buddy, he takes care of Adam's stamps and groceries. Because he don't feel like getting up.
He just don't feel like it.
No, sir. I think he stay in bed most of the time. No.
You know what? Did you see Uncle Gil?
He was out there in his garden.
In that cabbage garden, right out there on the highway.
Yeah, he was out there when we went on.
Yeah, I seen him out there just working away. Miss Daisy, what happened to your grandchild? Is she down at your house?
Yes, she's there now.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's going to stay with you?
She stays there every night.
I see.
But during the day, she's round to her aunt's, round to Martha's house. They're all round. Well, there's a bunch of them round there. So she stay around there till in the afternoon. Then she come home.
I see.
She stay home every night.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if she'd just stay a while, wouldn't it? She'd be handy to have around.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going back Saturday.
Saturday.
I see.
Well,
I promised Miss Daisy that I'd just come up and get this cake.
I want to see if you get it.
All right, and I got it. And I'll... Have you got something to put it in?
Cover? At home?
Anything to cover it up with?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you have?
Well, Well, you know, miss,
see?
You got something to cover things up with, miss. Miss Davis, she said that your oven was hard to light.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody can do it.
Mm-mm. Don't nobody fool it but Samuel.
And he knows how.
He can light it, but it takes him a while sometimes. Sometimes he have to strike 3 or 4 matches.
Yeah.
Fool it light. They say I don't fool it because I ain't going to get blowed away.
James can't do it?
No.
I thought it was your son. It's Samuel.
Samuel.
Oh.
Mm-mm. I don't have a son here. My son in Kirkwood. And he hardly ever comes to Evanston.
Well.
Oh, ain't that
Faye
pretty?
Told me it was your boy, and whenever he come by here, he'd light it for you.
Uh-huh. I got it wrong.
Yeah.
My grandson.
Yeah, Samuel.
Samuel. He likes it some.
Yeah.
I don't hardly ever cook it. My granddaughter, she likes biscuits and butter for breakfast and coffee. Not particular about any meat. No kind. So I have to get up every morning. I make biscuits and carry them to Darcy and bake them in her oven. Bring them back home and they eat them.
Yeah.
While your granddaughter's here.
Yeah, while my granddaughter's here. When she get away from here, it won't be much bread cooked.
Yeah. Well, look, Miss Daisy, I don't care whether the biscuits are right fresh cooked or not.
Mm-hmm.
You take a lot of time, you know, you just put them on a skillet there and warm them a little bit. They're mighty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see, I don't make many. And it don't be enough for the next morning.
Oh, you don't?
But I put what to leave in a plastic bag and put them in the oven if they don't eat them all during the day. Well, I save them there till I get enough with bread, and I make bread pudding out of it.
Oh, and that's good.
That's the way I do it.
You know,
that's
the only
way.
That's the trouble in making a good many at one time. They don't last through the day.
That's right. No, I don't throw them away. Yeah, you fix my cake. Let me get back there to that house.
You all make it,
babe. Well, I tell you, and that's some smaller pieces. And I'll just take this plate along with it.
And I'll bring it back when I think about it.
Well.
And I sure thank you.
I don't know how good it is, but that's one of those lemon ones.
Oh, it's
you
good.
Bite.
It's good.
And you can do with it what you want to.
And I don't want to do nothing but eat.
That's all.
Yes, we just got in. Always sit down and eat a bite. Down at Leslie's to get so close. I just come and buy that and have to think about it.
Yeah. Why, you look kind of thin.
Do I?
Yes, you don't look fleshy like you've been looking.
Look sort of lank.
I don't know. But you look thin through here.
Yeah.
I worry, you know, like Miss Liza said.
So you worry. She ought to know.
Well, you know, I do worry, but I didn't realize it till Miss Liza told me.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh. What'd you worry about? Anything.
Anything. Well, yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, you don't have to be serious.
No.
You drink a glass of tea, ice tea?
No, thank you, miss. I got a pitcher full over in the box. I don't drink much tea because of the acid. This lettuce look good.
Yeah. Right now,
I don't want no bread now.
You don't want any bread?
Mm-mm.
What's wrong with the bread, Miss Bessie?
What's wrong with it? I don't know. I don't eat much bread.
I thought you lived on bread.
No. I don't eat that much bread.
You used to.
I used to, but I stopped since the doctor told me not to eat so much bread.
Oh, that's a tone. You just following the doctor.
Well, now, here's, you can help yourself to this. I just put a spoonful.
You. You know the sign of that dressing?
Yeah. Right here. I'll write it down for you. Before you leave.
But I'm just going to call him up now. Miss Meyer.
Yeah?
I'm just going to call him up. And tell him I won't be until next. When I got to go to the doctor? On the 12th? When is it? It's on
Wednesday.
Yeah, I make one trip due now. Since
well, he's not open on Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday, he's closed. Mm-hmm. But the girls, some girls are there. The eye doctor's girls are there. And it takes the place of his girl.
Oh, you don't care whether you see him or not, I see. You don't want to see him.
Well, I want to see the eye doctor too, but I'll see him when I go there.
Okay.
But I want to tell him that I'll just make one trip due because I got to go to the doctor in the morning. And then I'll just go on over to his place. Where you get this out of your garden?
Yeah.
Some garden back there, Miss Beth.
I see. And you got to eat more than you've been eating. Because your face is getting long.
I just sat around a little more.
That don't do no good.
Sitting around, you don't have to eat so much, Miss Betty.
I know, but that won't do your body no good.
Well, a little happy spirit.
Yeah. Best help yourself some of this. You can't just eat plain lettuce.
No, that won't help your spirit, no. Won't help your body a bit. Yes. I don't think you eat enough.
What do you think you ought to eat?
Well, you should eat a little more than you do.
You know, a fella got to keep healthy, Mr. Bessier. That's too much. Works your heart to hit upon everybody else, doesn't it?
Yeah, but You have to eat them to get your body strong.
Well, I tell you, I may be a little bony in the face, but I'm pretty good size down in the middle.
Yeah, but that's all right, too, if you don't have your face to get along.
Betty, when did you know that Isaiah was a gardener?
Well, I don't know. He used to work down the winds, and they used to work. He worked down there. I didn't know. He just wants some ground to plant his stuff.
And you let him have a little?
Mm-hmm.
You just told him to go ahead and?
Yeah. He was all of them.
And that's the first you knew that he...
I know he used to work with Lou Wynn down there in the... where they plant stuff at.
Oh, you mean out on the farm?
Well, on the farm, just raised melons and stuff like that.
Well, that's what they called it.
So he just wants, he just loves to plant that.
Is that right?
He just loves it.
Well, when did you find out that he had it in mind up here?
Up here? I didn't know it. Doris brought him over there. Doris brought him over there to my house.
Yeah, I know that. But when did he tell you he wanted to do a little gardening?
Oh, it's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Just right
mm-hmm.
there? Is that right?
Yeah.
He didn't tell you till he got ready to start gardening?
No. He got amazed by that, didn't
he? Oh, he has.
But I don't care for the maize.
You don't?
I don't eat them. Sometimes, now and then, I'll eat them.
Well, don't forget me. I love them.
No, I won't forget you. Just come out your garden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did he tell you, Miss Betty?
He said he wanted to plant a garden.
Did he tell you how much land he wanted?
About 2 acres.
2 acres?
God.
He got 2 acres. 2 acres back there?
Yeah, more than two.
Where he got his garden?
He got more than 2 acres.
He has. Oh, gee whiz. I thought he was sickly.
Sickly? He is sickly, but I mean, he got to do something. He ate too well. I told him that university ain't good for him. See, in that place is cool.
Yeah.
And he stayed with a cold all the time.
You want some milk, Bessie?
Yeah.
You want some milk?
No, thank you. Is that clock right?
But when he gets back from work, he can go out there and hoe a little bit.
He hoe every evening, I think. he had the Pete ruin him, hitting him. You know, in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
I brought your gardenia over.
You brought it over. Did you dig it up?
Yeah, I just went and pulled it up.
Pulled it up?
I brought the rose bush.
You think that gardenia will live? I thought I was going to have to dig it up with a lot of dirt to it.
Dig it up?
Mm-hmm, with a lot of dirt around it.
Hmm.
You think it'd be all right now? Just put it in the ground?
I'll just dig a hole and put it in the ground.
Mm-hmm, okay. All right.
Oh, it's a beauty, Faith.
I know it.
Beauty. You ought to have it right there where you can watch it.
I wish you won't forget it.
I have to water it good.
You don't have to put too much water. So the ground is damp there. Well, you'd have to put too much water.
Isaiah has to fight those weeds a good bit, doesn't he? Those
fight
weeds?
The weeds. That's right.
Have to hoe it right, mine.
Huh?
Have to hoe right, mine. Well, is Pedro in it with him?
Just help him. No, he ain't. He just gets them to help him in the afternoon. But now they don't help him now because stuff is up out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because what?
Because it's up out the way.
Oh, yeah. It's up past the grass.
He said he's going to plow this in.
Plow it with what?
Tractor.
You got a tractor?
Clyde got one.
Now that's the end of Channel 1 over and a continuation of Miss Bessie's little short visit at lunch on Friday, the 7th of May, 1971. That's the end of Channel 1 over and a continuation of Miss Bessie's little visit at lunch on Friday, the 7th of May, 1971. And it's not continued on this reel, it's continued on the next reel, a little short piece on the next reel. And that's the end of Channel 1 over, and a continuation of Miss Bessie's little visit, that short visit at lunch this Friday, the 7th of May, 1971. And it's continued on the next reel. It's not continued on this reel.